Jai Sachidanand. Translation of Pujini Ruma's DVD on the 6th of December 2009, Simandar City, from the Parishan Parayan. The topics of today's topic of Niruma Satsang is on narcissism, the illusory attraction of towards one's own self, the love for one's own self, small self. This is the most heavy one. The way one, and this is a very great veil, it is a very, very great illusion. The love of the small self, this body complex, the non-self complex. And there is a, it is associated with the sense of, oh, what am I? You know, nothing can match who I am in the relative world. Lot of moha, lot of attachment to this body complex. If one has got so much attachment to one's own sleep that if somebody disturbs him, he'll get very upset. It is the moha, the attachment to sleep. If somebody disturbs the sleep, the slightest disturbance, then he will become so angry and upset, and especially if the wife has done it, he will explode on the wife. Why did you disturb me? How dare anybody enter my room if I'm sleeping? To the extent that they say, if Niruma is sleeping, she should not be disturbed. They project it on Niruma too. And there is such a heavy ego that I've got to sleep. I mean, who knows? Nobody can or dare disturb me. This is all improved significantly after Gnan. However, sleep, when it comes to sleep, no, it won't do. You have to have your sleep. And so now in mystery building, all of them are all in one room. I'm talking about the Aptaputras. And so then where is... And Niruma says, for me it was only one room. And then as time passed, Niruma sleep decreased significantly. By the way, what she just described was her own situation, where she used to love sleep. And so if I have done 1 hour of vidhi for somebody, there is such energy that the sleep just totally leaves. Doing vidhis increases this inner ROLF, R-O-L-F, inner energy of the divine on this side of the line. As we had before, nobody could dare enter my room. But now anybody could enter my room, even in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And so before, everybody in the home used to treat Niruma with very tender, soft gloves, making sure nobody disturbs her sleep. But now it is the opposite. So this is the nature of the moh for one's own sleep. The illusory attachment to the need for sleep. There was one lady in America, says Niruma. She used to love sleep so much that if anybody would disturb her sleep, she would get very angry. Even her husband used to say, so they are in double beds, mom. And they have such soft waterbed kind of beds. So if you turn, then you just come and roll over onto the other one. And says even by disturbance, by his mistake, if his hand touches her, then he would slap her in sleep. And just, even in sleep, he would slap her. Her husband says, you know, if she was awake, I would slap her twice, but she's sleeping, so what would I do? And he asked me, what should I do? So I told him, why don't you sleep in another bed? That's the simplest solution. uh, I know the couple, but I don't want to say it. Okay. All right. Everybody smiling, just broad smiles to Niruma. A packed hall of probably 2,000. Dadashri says, sleep means it is such a heavy duty ghost that has taken. More than the wife, the sleep is the bigger vadgan, the bigger problem. So he says one, if especially when one gets nice sleep, he loves it so much, it appears to be so sweet. He says, you should not be very pleased when you've got a good sleep. Why should you encourage that by saying that I had a good sleep? You are the knower of the one who has had good sleep versus inadequate or bad sleep. So this is how it is, says Niruma. Sometimes, even for us also, if somebody is sleeping in my room and he is snoring, I would not be able to sleep. But if it is somebody else, we would not say, but if it is Jayaben who is snoring, then I would wake her up and tell her, hey Jaya, you're not supposed to snore. And Jayaben is a big snorer. S-N-O-R-E-R. And Niruma is looking at her with a big smile. Then Niruma recognized that this is my mistake only. So slowly I became used to this music of the snoring of these other people in the same room. And then I would just switch over to the Shuddh Atma, the pure soul of the person. And I have been able to overcome even that noise of the snoring of others in the same room. So there is no go. If you got to sleep and the other person is also snoring, what are you going to do? So you have to make such adjustments. So let's recognize the moha in file number one. By saying file number one, you're separating it from yourself. Recognize the attachment that the file number one has. You are not attached. You have been separated. But after a few days, there will be. Is after a few days, you get good food here, but after a few days, there will be a little tickle from inside. Let's go and eat outside in the hotel. So that is now the. So one is the file of food. Sorry, the file of sleep. Now Niruma takes out the file of food, the attachment to food. Sometimes one remembers a special cup of tea which is being served in a special part of Ahmedabad, and so he'll say, oh, let's go to that place where there's a special tea. He says, the moment you decide that you want to go and have that special cup of tea, the mind feels the pleasure. You haven't even been there, but you say, oh, we're going to go there and have that cup of tea. And so you can already taste it in your mouth even though it has not touched your lips yet. So the day, and Dimple agrees. He says yes. Dimple used to wear eyeglasses then, and now he wears contacts. This is our experience, says Niruma. Even when we were studying in medical college, says Niruma. We used to bunk classes. We used to, if it's raining at the lodge. And so we'll just, if it's raining a lot, we'll go out to eat bhajiyas outside, hot bhajiyas, even though the professor is teaching in the class. We would even tell the professor, come on over, you also eat the bhajiyas, all the fritters. You can imagine Niruma doing that. And then there is the third is the celebration of the birthday. Somebody's birthday is coming. Oh, it has been decided in advance. So you're projecting your pleasure to a date in advance and how you'd enjoy it. He said, Niruma says, for her, it was more than the eating part, it was the whole idea of skipping classes that was more fun. She did not want to attend classes. She and there is Vani. She has come from London, but she is not attracted any place else. All she wants is just this only. Niruma gives her a little title certificate. She is more interested in this environment than anything else. Dada has said, Dada, she says, if you remember a particular dish of food, and then if somebody says, oh, you know, that particular dish was so good, they are not as good as my friend made it, etc., etc. Supposing if you remember it, if you can remember that, supposing you have eaten some particular dish of food, if you keep on ruminating and remembering over it, watch it, it's very, very dangerous, says Dada. Because that means you are attached to it. There is an opinion. And so there is an inner note that has happened. At that, with you become, for every moment that you remember it, you are becoming TNNK, Tan Mayakar. You're becoming Alisha. You're becoming Kimochi in that. So that happened 6 months ago, but it's still carrying on with you at a very residual level within you. So, I enjoyed it so much. So, instead of becoming Tanmayakar, it's a word used for this only the non-self. But here, Niruma says you need to become one with the S capital self. The S capital needs to be remembered every second, not the food part. And the same thing with sexual pleasures, says Niruma. And Dada Shri does not even remember anything. When you ask him something, Dada Shri would never say, I want to eat this or this, that. So we never ask Dada, what do you want to eat? If he has got a fixed khichdi kadi for 2 years, every evening will be khichdi kadi. Whatever items, whatever menu was, saragwa shak, particular drumsticks, vegetable, for 2 years in a row, Dada. Nothing else would Dada would. And once he's done with it, it would not come in his plate at all. Yes, only when he was having liver, his liver would act up, and he would was in jaundice, then he would not eat anything. Obviously, there is no appetite at that time. Then I would ask Dada, at the end I would ask Dada, what would you like? How can I prepare it so that you would like it, Dada? So if I feel he is not eating it, then I... But if I feel like he is not eating, what would you like, Dada? What would you like to eat, Dada? Then Dada would reply. Dada would ask on, say, what should we eat? Dada, whatever you want to eat, I would make it for you, Dada. Dada, she says, I cannot remember any item to eat. I cannot remember what to eat. What shall I tell you? Can you imagine? He does not have anything in his memory. There is no illusory attachment to food at all. The final remnants of this illusion have been removed, are gone. This is how it was for Dada. Yes, his Prakriti would like sweet and tikhu, which is like very hot, chili-like, chili pepper-like. But he had never said they make this kind of bhajiyas of chili peppers. Bhajiyas are those long fried things in chickpeas batter. But that, even if it is given, he would eat one or two and it'll take a long time chewing it. And then Niruma would observe that his Prakriti is now not needing it. But nobody else would recognize it, only Niruma would know that this is what Dada is wanting or not wanting. What a special inner connection with the Gnani. And so then I would give... But yes, I know Dada would never say it, but I would always have this inner desire. I wish Dada would say something for me, what that he wants to eat this or he wants. But for years, he would never say he wants to eat any specific food item. Nothing in the memory, nothing in memory, sir. Nothing in memory. And then I would give him a whole list of foods. Dada, do you want to eat debra, khichdi? You want to eat this, whatever you want, I'll make a whole list. Yes, see, he would listen to the whole thing and then says, and he would listen, then he'll say, why don't you prepare whatever you think is right, whatever you'd like to prepare. He would not make a choice. Can you imagine his inner state? He says he's just watching it through Gnan only, and the Siddhant, the ultimate incontrovertible principle that liberates Siddhant. He is watching it with the Siddhant. He recognizes that the eater is eating and I, the non-eater, am saying. He says the inner demand of the subatomic particles is there, therefore that the SCE will bring it in the food, in the plate. He says he's observing inside the SCE of the subatomic particles, and then he checks it as a result in front of the food item that is in front of him. This is the way the Gnani approaches it. Can you? And so he is really now seeing, he is in fact, every subatomic particle that enters your body is exact. You think you are eating it, but it is just coming in front of you. That is the awareness to be applied. This is how we need to learn. We will not be able to see the subatomic particles, and we will not be able to see the science at all. But we will make a big fuss. Why did you serve me this? I told you to make this. Why did you not make this? Come on. And then she will say, if you don't want to eat it, get lost. And then so he walks out and eats it in a hotel. So can you see the difference, the spectrum of the person? The Gnani versus the relative Agnani in post-Gnanvidhi. So therefore, because then he tells her, get lost or eat if you have to, then he will be quiet and he'll eat because he doesn't want to go to the hotel. So Niruma says that we used to keep on entering into ignorance, pre-Gnani ignorance, even after Gnani, were we not? Now we have, by observing the Gnani, we have to bring it into our practice. It will not come suddenly, but slowly start recognizing. Then this is part of SCE, and then your moha, your illusory attraction towards food will leave, and therefore, so it says if you're a diabetic, otherwise nature will bring those events. If you're a diabetic, people will tell you don't eat this thing, and then they will not serve you sweet stuff. If you're a hypertensive, they will not serve you salty stuff. So this is how it starts happening. So now whatever comes in my plate is vyavasthit, it is SCE. So recognize the moha of wanting to eat particular, and moha is so much in ladies. Can you imagine how much moha they have? They will, even if there is a little salad left, I will eat it in the evening. And then they'll say, hey, nobody should touch my salad. This is my salad. I'm keeping in the fridge. He says, and there is no space in the fridge even. She has stuffed it in her tummy, and now there is no space in the fridge. Why did you touch my salad? I said, come on, yeah, what is there in these carrots and cabbage? Why are you making such a fuss? So Niruma says, let go of it. But she cannot. My salad. This is my specific dudpak or whatever this sweet. Who ate my sweet? So this is, see the illusionary attraction of the self. Niruma says, I have seen all of this. That is what I am saying. Yeah, okay, says. I am seeing it from by seeing it, saying it by saying it. On the day of her fast, she says, today is my real fast, please keep it for me, I'll have it tomorrow. I know they're very nice, so I'll have it tomorrow. Well, this is a huge hall filled with a lot of people in front of Niruma. Tell me, am I telling a lie or telling the truth? Okay, guys, what do you think Niruma is telling a lie here? Everybody is agreeing. This is agreeing. So why be so insistent? Do you know that if it is very tasty, she will not even keep it for her own son or daughter. She will eat it herself. And so that is the nature of the veil. Then she'll say, and then she'll tell everybody, I eat very little, I only eat one chapati, I eat only this much rice I require a little vegetable. Then how did you become so plump and fat? Niruma. But I eat only very little. Jarak, very little. She has no awareness, says Niruma. She is simply not aware. Say now. And then she becomes plump and roly-poly. I'll give you my own example. My doctor tells me to diet, and you need to decrease your weight, but and then you need to become fit. You got so you will not have any problems. Let me tell you about my own problem, says Niruma. My own case. So do dieting. So we used to do a lot of dieting. I have done dieting all my life, but I was in heavy force for 5 to 7 years. No ghee on the rotli. For 5 days I would stop eating chapati. Then I would eat a little rice. I used to eat morio only, which is very simple white rice pieces that are. Then there was a doctor from US who came here. Nirumai, how come your weight is not there? How come your weight is not down? You're dieting. Nirumai says, you know, really? Nirumai says, and he says, do you know that your weight has not come down because you're not dieting, because your calorie intake is heavy? Make a chart and see what you're eating. She started, and then they started weighing everything, that all the calories that were going into Niruma. So by weighing everything, then I was eating only by exact calories. And today also they are weighing for me, and that is what I'm eating, only so many calories a day. And then slowly, yes, I started taking the same calories, my weight started decreasing. But until then, it looked like. But you never know how the calories are going inside your body. You know, even in the peanuts, you know, when there is a peanut seasons, we would boil the peanuts and eat them. And that doctor, and that one peanut has got 7-9 calories. One peanut has 9 calories. If 50 we eat all the time, just like that, 50 times 9 is 450. And supposing when you're very little hungry, then you'll just take a little bit of this the peanuts here and there. And so then it all came out. So one has to be careful in terms of the calorie intake. So now I just give you my example. So now you should look at yourself. This is especially when they like it, they just stuff it in, do they not? So a course in dieting here from Niruma. So this is a veil over the self. It is the illusion, is it not? It is the illusion that attracts you to the non-self. Issues of food, sleep, sex. So be aware, keep this in awareness. When you have slept and then you wake up, you don't even count how many hours you have dozed off in a day, your afternoon sleep, night sleep, totally probably 8 plus 3 is 11 hours of sleep a day. Yeah, the illusory attraction of clothes. Especially ladies. But nowadays even the men are also becoming very illusory attractions. They are into, every morning they and when they dress their hair and then they look and says, oh, I wonder how I'm looking. Am I looking handsome? Am I looking handsome? He's looking at himself in his mirror. He says, this is your same old thobdu, which is your same old face. Do you think it's going to improve? But he said, but you know, for a second he will say, oh, I wonder how I'm looking. He says, so there is this moh of wanting to appear pleasant and attractive in the eyes of others. There was one woman, and then she is wearing about a new blouse, and then she's got a new sari border, and then she'd look around, and then she'd look at, she's got new earrings, she'd look at them, you see. This is how she wants to appear in front of the world. And so even the little boys and girls, they're also made to dress up. They've got all their hairstyles done, their clothes are matching. What are you, this? Why are you, what is there to see in you, Ghanshyam? But even then, there is more, is it not? It happened today? He says, yes. Okay, this is an Aptaputra. He says, why don't you move your hair a little bit, because you look like a girl right now. So he just he said, I had one thing, and then so then I realized that I had done the ironing of the wrong part of the. And then I was wondering, should I do the istri, which is the ironing, or not? But ultimately. Did you do the iron, the one that you were wearing, or the one that was in front of you? he doesn't even care what he's wearing. He's very, you know, he's a young Aptaputra. I was in that talk. And then I was checking, why is it that I want to wear very iron clothes? I missed that one, whatever she said. If you think you are handsome, then how are you going to become an Aptaputra? Then until then he says, even if I wear glasses, then I, you know, are the glasses making you handsome, or you are handsome without glasses? There goes for dimple. I think Sirish bhai. Yes, I feel like I don't, when I go outside, I feel like that. I don't have that particular interest, but it is for others that I. This is, don't you think, you have to make three divisions. This is clothes for the home and clothes for outside. And make him wear clothes for outside when you go out. We have three divisions, says Niruma. Home division, outside homes. Shipping. We have three divisions. Home clothes, outside clothes, and shipping clothes when we go places. Wherever we are, then we wear those. What is it? We are home, so then let's wear home clothes. What is it? We just have to make three divisions only. Which department? Take shipping clothes, means when Niruma is moving about. Niruma says, you don't need to press this button off, inner button off, that I appear better in good in front of others. That is the wrong approach. Whatever it is, at least you look. You cannot wear the same clothes and go to bed with those clothes, can you? So that's the only difference. Home clothes for home, outside clothes from outside, and that's all. Then there is the moha of one's own ability. I'm able to do this. I am able to do something well. That is a very deep attachment. He says, there is nobody in my family who can do. Forget about my own home. In my entire family, the extended family, there is nobody who can do it better than I can do it. In fact, in this whole city, there is nobody who can do better than I can do it. Even if when their two brothers, when their two friends meet, and then he is constantly searching in what way he is better than the other person, in what particular specific way. And then there is an inner understanding that he really doesn't understand this. I understand it, I am smarter than him. I am in a way smarter than him. And even ladies have that. If she knows how to make a certain item in food, then she carries that with her for a long time. And then she will say, somebody, if I have said to you, you make excellent samosas, then she, Niruma has said that I make very good samosas. That means in the entire Surat, nobody can make samosas like I can make. And slowly, if another lady says your common dokra is very nice, then she just starts believing that she can make all the food items better than anybody else in the city. He says, by this kind of competitiveness, in fact, you are spoiling it all. So now Surat Sitalbhai talking. This shibir is in Surat, apparently. Very huge crowd. He says, I have never opened the fridge. He says, I only once in a year I open the fridge. He says, I recognize that there is something decreased, but I don't now pay much attention to what is in the food. He says, I'm not afraid of her. He says, I know that I don't have any deceit, so I don't need to be afraid of anything. He gave a good reply. He says, I don't have any deceit within me, so why should I be afraid of anything? So Niruma says, are you afraid of her? You know. Now there is the gentleman, Mahendra Bhai. He says, what about you? Are you afraid? Are you afraid of the He says, when I'm eating, I shut up. If I just tell her something, if I just say, this is very good. He says, you're saying, so every time you're saying something new, so what shall I do it? And so he says, but if you make this error of saying that your friend makes it so beautiful, so she'll say, why don't you go to her home and eat? Why are you eating on this table? If by mistake also you compliment another lady's food, she will tell you, why don't you go there to eat? But you are all laughing. He says, so many of you have heard this. He says, you are all smiling here, but laughing here, but all of you have heard this from your wives, have you not? So therefore he says, Niruma, Mahendra Bhai says, Niruma, from now on I've decided to shut up when I'm eating.
Oh,
And so why is it that you make comments when you're eating? It's because you have the moha, the illusory attraction of wanting to eat a specific type of tasteful food. So recognize that, you know, once you're free from this particular inner hunger, you will stop commenting on the food. Recognize that whatever food that comes in front of you is part of SCE, of file number one and the external, and you are to settle with equanimity. Niruma, you just talked about food that you are now close to 70, 65. You're still thinking about clothes? Are you able to attract any woman with your clothes or what? Just ask Niruma. But he says, no, now I understand where my chit is going in certain specific colors of clothes, Niruma. Moh will never leave. It will not leave till the final breath, says Niruma. He even says, Niruma says, that when I, on my funeral pyre, make me wear these clothes. They write down that when I am in my funeral casket, dress me with this particular suit and this tie. Can you imagine the carryover? He says, this is matching. Even the older ladies are matching. He says, you got only a 2-inch chotli, a little bit of hair left on your head now, and you're still worried about matching. Niruma, this food attraction, attachment, question, is it not part of the attraction of the body? He says you are supposed to be the knower seer that the body is demanding this particular food, but you become the body. You say, wow, I need it. If you were aware this body is demanding a little bit of specific coffee, a little bit of cake, then it is the body's demands that are happening first. But you wanting to have it and you demanding it and you going in the direction is entering into the ego, saying, I cannot do without it, I have to have it. Supposing it's not good for the body, then what happens? Who wins it? Does the Prakriti wins it or I win? How? Yes, then Niruma says, then you have to listen to the one, the listener. There is an inner listener. You have to listen. There is a demand of the mind. The mind may not like a particular taste of food. However, if it is good for you, then you have to say, eat it. Yes, and if there is a very nice tasty Shrikhand, a sweet milk product, then you'll say it is so good, it's like a sweet ice cream. Then you know, the mind becomes very pleasant at that time. At that time you should say, this is not good for you. Hey buddy, this is not good for you. But at that time. So that means to remain silent when it is not good for you is not called gnan, it is called ignorance. There should be an inner conversation going on that this is not good for you, you cannot eat it. Supposing there are 4 items on the food, if the Prakriti likes on the sweet one, it will only eat the sweet one. So recognize that that is the science of the subatomic particles. And so you should recognize, of the 6 different basic tastes of food, sweet, sour, etc., you should be aware which are the ones that are being demanded by the Prakriti, the non-self complex, and then balance it according to what is right for it, because you are the aware one, it is simply demanding. Be natural with her. Do not be too excessively forceful. Do not be a policeman for the Prakriti. No, you should not be a policeman for the Prakriti. If after a long time something very unpleasant has come, eat it. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. We do that too. If Mukta has made something very nice, Mukta is the hostess for Surat. Vitalbhai's wife. Yes, then we'll say thank you, it was very nice. Do we not eat your stuff? Eat your food? Oh, sorry, this is the other Mukta. Okay, that's the other Mukta. We eat your food, do we not, Mukta? She's happy there. These are all revival of the old good times with Niruma. So then we would tell her, why don't you learn this, why don't you learn this? Niruma would encourage her. Before we used to really thrash her verbally, but now we thrash her with love. We just now say it. Now Mukta has to say something. Supposing if you tell me that I had made an error in the food, I'm glad to hear that. And when you never say anything, then I'm constantly waiting for you to say something, Niruma. He says, if I tell you a lot, then your bliss will leave, so we don't tell you too much. So only on rare occasions we tell you something. Niruma was a master at this. To sleep or to... Is it not SCE to sleep and to become TNMK, to become one with the body, to become I am Alicia? Is it not part of SCE? No, Niruma says to become Alicia or to become Kimochi is not Vyavasit. Is the gross that whatever is experienced through the five senses in front of you, that sur, the gross, the discharge, that is a part of SCE. But to become engrossed in it is not part of SCE. To become absorbed in it is not part of SCE. That is part of your purusharth. It is not discharge. It is part of the ignorant result. To become Alicia is to become enter into ignorance. But not to become Alicia is the purusharth. It is to remain the self as capital. Then if you just say it is SCE, then there will be nothing called purusharth. Is the purusharth independent? Is the being the S capital self and B capital, is that independent? Yes, absolutely. Yes, Vyavasthit and purusharth are two are absolutely independent and separate. Not a single subatomic particle can enter the purusharth level of the true independent S capital self who has awakened in Akram Vignan. So yes, in before Gnan there is the purusharth of illusion or the false purusharth through I am Alicia, and after Gnan the real purusharth of I am the pure soul, which is absolutely independent, is an absolutely independent of even at this subtlest subatomic particle of scientific circumstantial evidence. So there is a totally different, they are partly absolutely separate, and that is why one can attain liberation. So now through this, so let us go deeper into this. These are all illusory attractions to the non-self complex, to the small self. Niruma, supposing I become Tanmayakar, to become absorbed in Dada or in Niruma, isn't that good? I do become absorbed. I'm in 24 hours, 4 or 5 years, I would see Ma, I would see you, Ma, Niruma. I'm becoming TN. That is very good, Niruma says. But more than Niruma, the more you remain in Dada, you'd be better off. Because if you remain in Dada, Dada is your absolute self. Dada's Nididhyasan are at different levels. First is the visual Nididhyasan, and the final one is the absolute one at the Tattva level. Shuddha Upyog, he says, is to know and see, is it not? To Shuddha Upyog, the pure applied awareness as the self, as capital, is Shuddha Upyog, to be the self and to see the self. You can see S capital in others and to see small s of the file one. And that is Shuddha Upyog. Next question. He says you do dieting voluntarily. What is the relationship between dieting and the and SCE? He says, forget about it. Do you think anyone can do dieting voluntarily? It is SCE that is making you dieting. It is the SCE will beat you up to a dieting. They'll say you can't eat this thing, you can't eat this thing. So are you saying that, so therefore even the one who is dieting is part of SCE? Yes, everything is SCE. This is... And this is the repayment. The diabetic cannot eat sugar. That is a repayment of SCE. This is the, if you have to diet, he thinks he's dieting, but it is part of SCE that it makes him do it. He cannot eat specific kinds of foods, things like that. So this is a higher level of understanding. Niruma, many times, supposing I make something very specific, I make, if my husband does not appreciate it, then I will ask some others, how did you like it? Until somebody appreciates it, that isn't that an inner illusion? That's her husband. Niruma says, see that moves. Lock, watch for compliments. You see, this is the pride of the self, is it not? It is, if somebody appreciates and compliments you, he becomes number one on your list of invitations. If somebody criticizes your food, he goes lower on your list of invitations. So, and then you see, if you have done a lot of work in the kitchen and then he does not eat it, then you become upset because you entered into the sense of doership. You were in totally the doer at that time. You were not in gnan when you were making it, were you? If supposing the one he has not complimented, then she'll ask somebody, how did you like it? Or they'll ask quietly, I hope it's not too bitter for you or it's not too hot for you. So he has to say something. no, it's good. So then she is fine. So there is this very subtle way in which she draws out compliments. Now Dimple Bhai talks about, there is a lot, what about the moha of avrat? Avrat means the sense that I can do it well. So even, yes, I of course, having taken such a beating, I do set it. However, the intellect, supposing the intellect shows other, and the intellect shows the negative of the other person and positive of my own self. But I am aware of it. But there is a sense of shadow. Yes. But yes, even though the illusion has kind of left, deep down there is a subtle shadow that I negate others and I kind of validate my own self, saying that I know better than him. And then there is a sense, and then that she says that button remains on all the time, you think, but it is there within you only. There is, at a very subtle level, it is lying there within you, says Niruma. This everybody has got a lot of attachment to this sense that I can do it well. He says, looks, Nirumayi, can it happen that if my illusory attractions and attachment to everything else decreases and comes into the sense that I can do it better? In other words, does it move from elsewhere? Does it move from the gross level and external stuff and kind of takes a major root in this particular one? Yes, it can. It can shift, says Niruma. And then he is constantly involved in how I can do it better, how I can do it better, how I can do it better and how I can accomplish it better and better. But along with a validation of the self only, along with a validation of the sense of the self only. Niruma, before Gnan, all of this was there. But after Gnan, after Gnan, I did not feel like eating some good things or good clothes or sleep, etc. But I didn't care for. But if the food came, then I used to like it. I used to love. But then ultimately, I was only interested in simple save mamra, only simple light snacks. But when you were in college, were the girls moving around you? That was all at the gross level. But after Gnan, I lost interest. And then in Dada's Gnan, I attained so much success and so much compliments, because whatever we did, it went on beautifully. I mean, wherever I went, everything was being arranged so beautifully. So I was, yes, then I started recognizing that there is this attachment too. And so Niruma says it divert your chit got diverted from the external towards the internal, and that was valid. Niruma says that's okay for right now. And so now I'm in the moh of my own avrat, my own abilities of wanting to accomplish, and the sense that I can accomplish it well. So Niruma says keep it. Niruma says Sirishpa, does it not go into precious moh, in a deep moh? And he says no. Niruma says no. This is in the non-self free. Is it not? Is it? But Niruma, I can do Dada's work better than anybody else. Niruma says that's junk. That you can watch it. That is junk, and it can get a hold. Now Niruma, of course you tell me. Yes. But inside I have a feeling that I'm doing Dada's work, and nobody can do Dada's work like me. About this appreciation about food, Niruma. From the worldly interactions, do we not have to appreciate other ladies if they make? Should we not appreciate it? Yes. No, it's not you have to. If it happens you think that you're doing it, but no, it happens naturally. Sometimes you say it, just tell a person the food is good. But if you feel like you have to do it, then you have entered into the doership mode, says Niruma. When you say it's very good, then you have to watch it. Niruma says, even if you do it naturally, if you eat well and if you eat with gusto, if you ask for a second helping, she will know that you appreciate it. You don't have to. In America, everybody is appreciating everybody. Oh, excellent. How nice. So it is very good. What beautiful setting. Everybody is complimenting everybody at all the times, she says. What is it? She can't hear him. Niruma, we have to, because that is the way, the custom. Now Niruma says, even if there is no taste in the food, they say very nice, very nice. It's you don't feel like eating it, even though they say it's very nice, very nice. Thank you so much, thank you so much. It's lip service. There is no inner stuff at all. It is better to have a little bit of khichdi and just so that you put. And then so. Even says, even if ordinary sari, they'll say you look very, and she is hardly look good looking. There is not even the thobdu is the faces, and then even then they use the word very pretty, pretty. I'm pretty, so she starts believing I'm pretty. I'm pretty. But if we are staying in that culture, suppose we went to some party, etc. We are in that part of that culture, Niruma. Yeah, it may be. So you say something. He says, maybe real also, she may be truly beautiful. No, just Niruma says, keep it normality. Beautiful photograph of Dada. There is too much excess. In America, it has gone beyond everybody. There is so much unnecessary compliment. Only the one who is saying it feels maybe believing it. Everybody else must be saying, this guy is just rambling. Is this, Niruma, is that not natural prakriti? No. Niruma says it is not natural. What they says, if I compliment, they'll compliment. It is a complimenting, cross complimenting each other. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. That kind of stuff. And Niruma, should it not be? Yeah, Niruma say have it naturally. Let it happen. Let the compliments flow naturally. Supposing he has done some good work, should we not compliment it? let it come out naturally from you. Let it come naturally from within. Do not make an attempt to compliment. But if you have this inner button pressed that I am going to compliment because it, when he does good, then you will not refrain from making criticisms when it is not good. So let it happen naturally. Let it happen naturally. Now, is it not part of the Sri Prakruti, this female Prakruti that is already ingrained in it, that whenever she cooks some food, she's expecting a compliment? Niruma says, yes, that was part of the state of the ignorant state in a woman. Was it not that if she cooked something, that she was expecting an appreciation of it? But now, it's for everyone. No, talk about yourself, says Niruma. Now you have, after Gnan, you have to settle it with equanimity. To recognize that it's a file and that you have to come out of it. But you don't have to hang on to it even after having attained this Gnan. Do not have any expectations. Yes, you recognize that you have to feed all of these people and you are feeding them as to be done with the files that arise in front of you. Supposing those subatomic particles arise within the demand for a compliment, then what should I do? Recognize that it is of Alicia, of Kimochi, not yours. And if somebody compliments you, then you just recognize that yes, you should say a superficial thank you, but keep it separate. Yes, keep it separate. Suppose, but they do expect something. Supposing the wife is demanding and appreciates, she has made a good food. She has the expectation that you compliment it. They do expect something, Niruma. And supposing we don't do it, then she... If we don't do it, then she gets upset. Should I nurture it or should I not? Supposing if you're in such a situation, at that time you have to do what is best for the occasion. Supposing you feel that she will be depressed or down because you didn't compliment it, her, then do it. But you don't need to go overboard and say, oh, what nice food, Ramila, what nice food, Narmila, etc. Just keep it at a normal level. And this is a very special instruction to those ladies who have received this Gnan. We need to move away from this expectation. And we have created a kitchen in our past life, and now that kitchen is in front of us. Do you want a kitchen in the next life in front of you? So otherwise, you for life after life, you will get a kitchen to deal with and cooking food. Why? You're making the same food every day. Why do you... He's eating the food. What kind of appreciation do you want from him? So nice. And do you want liberation or do you want compliment from your husband? He says, you're dealing with a file with equanimity. Yeah, I brought this file. I have to feed him, so I'm... By appreciating her, you are just making her plump. You know, it is worse than making her plump physically. It is inflating her ego. And she's finding it so hard to move away from that ego, is she not? So why do you compliment her at all? He says, yes, if you get upset, then again a kitchen for next life. And if you get elated, then again a kitchen for next life. Be very careful here. Who is demanding? So this was Parishan 2001, just over. Thank you very much. Jai Sachidanand. Pujadipak Bhai is going to come on the phone. He's in. Pujadipak Bhai has said that. Nirma has said that we will do Vidhi every day specifically. And then for whom it is possible, they should do 10 to 15 minutes of samayik on this illusion for the small s self, the illusory attraction for the small s self.
You might want to say on there that hotel means restaurant. because it's a different term for
hotel. Yes. Hotel, Alicia just pointed out, hotel here in India means a restaurant, and in Western terminology, hotel means where you stay and live. So here, when Dada says go to a hotel to eat, we usually talk about restaurants, because previously in old days, we did not have rooms to stay in hotels. They used to stay in places, ashrams, etc. So anyway, we are waiting for Deepak Bhai to come to do Vidhi for us, a very special Vidhi. Vidhi with the Gnani is to connect with the Supreme Soul within. It is through the medium of the Gnani, the pure one without any kashais, that one connects with the Self. So when you're doing the Vidhi, visualize the face of the one who has liberated you, and that you're placing your forehead on his right big toe, a sign of total surrender of the ego, and then a total emptiness at that particular moment within, that lets you receive the supreme energies through the medium of the one who is the living one, who connects with the ultimate absolute soul that you yourself are, but are not able to experience that in totality so far. So this is how the Vidhi is connection. When your mind is completely empty at the time of the Vidhi is very beautiful. And just before the Vidhi, you can certainly ask for whatever you really desire out of this spiritual path. And at the time of the Vidhi, all you're supposed to say is, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. As the Vidhi rises, you can become aware of the one who is reciting this. Jai Sachidanand, Deepak Bhai is online. Jai Sachidanand.
Shuddhatma chun 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 sh